You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 17, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. VSU shooting updates, the history behind campus safety. The academic year at Virginia State University began with celebration and high energy. Over 1,000 incoming freshmen gathered on Friday evening for the annual Trojan pinning ceremony. Former professional football star Cam Newton addressed the excited crowd of young scholars. A sense of hope and pride filled the air across the historic campus grounds. That joyful atmosphere changed drastically in the early morning hours of Saturday, August 15. Gunshots erupted around 1:28 a.m. along the 3,300 block of Boiso Street. The gunfire occurred right near the Quad Annex's student residence halls. Five individuals suffered gunshot wounds during the sudden burst of violence. Emergency medical teams rushed one critically injured victim and four others to local trauma centers. University officials quickly placed the entire 230-acre campus on an immediate lockdown. Chesterfield County Police and university officers converged on the scene to secure the area. Investigators determined that four of the five victims were not enrolled students. The violent encounter stemmed from an on-ground dispute rather than a drive-by shooting attack. Following the initial response, campus authorities lifted the lockdown after nearly 7 hours. Law enforcement believed an immediate active shooter threat was no longer roaming the open yards. However, the primary suspect remained unaccounted for throughout the morning hours. Students and parents remained on edge across the community. Around 4 p.m. on Saturday, officers received critical investigative tips. Police conducted a focused search inside Seward Hall, a student residence hall. Officers discovered 19-year-old Cameron Harris hiding inside a dormitory closet. Authorities took the Henrico resident into custody without further physical resistance. Court records show that Harris was charged with 8 serious felonies. The charges include 4 counts of malicious wounding and 4 firearm counts. Investigators stated that Harris had no formal connection to the university. Law enforcement continues investigating how an unauthorized non-student accessed the residential facility during move-in chaos. To understand the campus environment today, one must examine its deep historical roots. The institution was chartered on March 6, 1882, as the Virginia Normal and Collegiate Institute. Delegate Alfred W. Harris, an African-American state legislator, wrote and sponsored the foundational bill. The university became the first fully state-supported four-year public HBCU in the nation. The school opened its doors during a difficult period in American history. Black Americans faced severe legal exclusion across the South after the Civil War. The institution started with 126 students and 7 faculty members on 33 acres. Dedicated educators worked tirelessly to train black teachers for segregated public school classrooms. The campus transformed steadily across the 20th century. It gained land grant status in 1920 and became Virginia State College in 1946. The Virginia General Assembly elevated the school to university status in 1979. Today, the campus encompasses over 230 acres and serves approximately 5,700 enrolled scholars. The development of public black colleges was shaped by federal legislation. In 1890, Congress passed the Second Morrill Land Grant Act. The federal law required southern states to provide equitable funding for black land grant institutions. However, state governments consistently ignored this federal mandate for several generations. The systemic underfunding impacted institutional resources across the country. In 2023, federal education officials addressed letters to governors in 16 states. The investigation revealed that black land-grant universities lost over $12 billion in state support. These funding inequities severely affected the physical growth and education of black students. Federal data revealed that Virginia State University was shortchanged by more than $277 million. This massive gap accumulated over a 30-year evaluation period relative to Virginia Tech. Decades of budget deficits forced institutions to postpone vital infrastructure upgrades. These deferred projects often included physical perimeter controls, lighting, and electronic access systems. Modern campus safety challenges connect directly to institutional geography. Virginia State University sits within the unincorporated community of Ettrick in Chesterfield County. Public streets like Boiso Street run directly through the residential core of the campus. This open physical layout creates significant boundary control challenges for campus security teams. Because Ettrick is unincorporated, policing responsibilities require extensive local cooperation. The University Police Department employs 25 sworn officers. Sworn campus personnel receive support from 40 civilian safety staff members. However, major emergencies require close coordination with the Chesterfield County Police Department. This geographic reality highlights the traditional town-gown relationship. The university community remains intertwined with surrounding neighborhoods. Regional crime patterns occasionally spill across unfenced perimeter roads. Interagency cooperation becomes essential during unexpected crises. The recent shooting quickly prompted an expanded law enforcement task force. Chesterfield County detectives are leading the primary state criminal prosecution. Meanwhile, federal partners joined the inquiry to assist with advanced ballistics analysis. Investigators are utilizing the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network to trace recovered firearms. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives provided rapid technical support. Agents from the FBI Richmond Division joined the multi-agency investigative team. Authorities are investigating whether multiple individuals discharged weapons during the initial confrontation. Federal and local investigators are also examining how the weapons were obtained. These investigative efforts operate within complex state-level policies regarding firearms. Virginia law explicitly prohibits guns inside public university buildings. State court decisions, however, recognize distinct jurisdictional nuances on open public streets. These overlapping jurisdictions require constant communication among local and state officers. As the fall semester opened, university leaders instituted immediate physical safety adjustments. Campus police established strict access checkpoints at residence hall entry points. Security teams increased physical surveillance along residential corridors. Only verified residents and registered staff can access dormitory complexes. Chesterfield County officers joined campus police to maintain visible joint vehicle patrols. University administrators also ordered a comprehensive technical review of lockdown alert procedures. Officials want to ensure that non-students cannot enter secure buildings during emergencies. Physical security measures will remain enhanced throughout the semester. University leadership prioritized emotional wellness alongside physical protection. The VSU University Counseling Center extended its operating hours for students and staff. Dedicated crisis counselors are offering trauma support sessions across residence halls. Student leaders are organizing forums to discuss community healing and collective vigilance. The events at Virginia State University reflect nationwide higher education safety discussions. College campuses must remain welcoming environments dedicated to academic inquiry. At the same time, institutions must protect students from external neighborhood violence. Finding this balance requires continuous operational refinement. For more than 140 years, Virginia State University has educated resilient leaders. The institution has persevered through segregation, legal disenfranchisement, and severe resource disparities. The community continues to demonstrate strength while navigating modern campus security hurdles. As the legal case proceeds in Chesterfield County, administrators remain focused on institutional excellence. Enhanced safety procedures and multi-agency cooperation will help protect students. Virginia State University continues its historic mission of uplifting scholars and serving the wider community. Copyright, African Elements.